up, everybody? Another day, another dollar. Today is Tuesday, November 24th, 2020, and these are the top five things likely to impact Wall Street today. Let's start it off with number one. First of all, stocks look set for a higher open this morning. The Dow futures are pointing to a gain of about 300 points. Futures on the S&P 500 are also indicating a positive Tuesday start, with the benchmark set to rise almost 1% at the open. NASDAQ futures, however, are pointing to smaller gains as traders continue to rotate out of stay-at-home tech winners and into the cyclical names that would benefit from an economic recovery, such as energy and industrials. Good news on the vaccine front, plus the prospect of a pro-stimulus Janet Yellen as Treasury Secretary for the Biden administration lifted stocks on Monday. So we'll see if the bulls have more in the tank to push this market higher today on Tuesday. On to number two. After weeks of legal challenges to the election results, President Donald Trump tweeted that he had told his team to do what needs to be done with regard to initial protocols, an indication that he has finally come to terms with the results and is moving toward a transition. U.S. General Services Administration Chief Emily Murphy wrote to Biden on Monday, informing him the formal handover process could finally begin. So with that, we can finally put to rest any fears we had related to political uncertainty and prolonged risks around the U.S. elections. On to number three. There are just a few notable names reporting their latest financial results today as the third quarter earnings season continues to wind down. Apologies for that. Most of the focus ahead of the opening bell will be on consumer electronics retailer Best Buy, which has benefited this year from robust online sales and e-commerce revenue growth. Over the past 12 months, the tech gadget retailer has seen its stock jump 68%. Besides Best Buy, other retail sector names reporting results before the open are Dollar Tree, Dick's Sporting Goods, Abercrombie & Fitch, and Burlington Stores. Results after the close this afternoon are then due from Nordstrom, Gap, and American Eagle. Dell, HP, and Autodesk are also on the earnings agenda for this evening. Head over to investing.com's earnings calendar to stay up to date with those results. On to number four, over in the commodities market. Oil prices hit their highest since March, with US WTI crude futures rising towards the $44 handle for the first time in 8 months. A number of positive announcements on vaccines this month have boosted hopes of a quicker economic recovery, which would likely result in stronger oil demand next year. Don't forget that we have U.S. API supply numbers due at 4:30 p.m. Eastern time today. Expectations are that U.S. crude inventories edged lower last week. And finally, number five, over in crypto land, Bitcoin is trading above the $19,000 level for the first time since December 2017. Bitcoin's impressive performance as of late looks set to take it towards its lifetime high near the $20,000 level. There have been a number of theories as to why the cryptocurrency has been surging in recent weeks. With growing institutional investor interest and a potential supply crunch in China both being cited, others note that this time of the year is usually bullish for Bitcoin and its crypto peers. We see Ethereum, Litecoin, and Ripple also rallying along with Bitcoin. So keep your eyes on the crypto space today as well. So that's it for me. Thank you for listening. Have a good day, everybody. May the trading gods be with you.